I want to set the scene for you because I'm not sure we all know the background to this following story that we're going to deal with right now. So on Friday, the 21st of November, women from across South Africa are going to make their voices heard through the G20 Women's Shutdown. So what is the G20 Women's Shutdown? It's a nationwide protest calling on women and members of the LGBTQI plus community to pause all paid and unpaid work for a full day in order to demonstrate the economic and social impact of their absence. The movement apparently is demanding urgent action against GBV, that's gender-based violence and femicide, calling for it to be declared a national disaster. Social media campaigns like purple profile pictures are helping to raise awareness and unite people in this fight. And for that reason, we're going to talk to a GBV activist and TikToker, Nombuso Mabaso. Nombuso, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start at the very beginning. Would you say that GBV is, in fact, of epidemic proportions in South Africa?
Yes, I think I'd actually say that. Mainly because now it's such a widespread. Now it's becoming a norm for people to actually now be killing women. Like once in every month, like going every week. Now you hear a woman is gone, or you hear a child has been abused, or been raped and just dumped elsewhere. So I think it is becoming an epidemic because it's becoming a norm. Like now people, like especially men, like they're treating it as a normal thing now. So I would say it is an epidemic or a pandemic. It is.
So that then brings us to this issue of the 21st of November. Why is it
Yeah.
important for women in South Africa?
It's important for women because I think it does show that we stand in solidarity and we are really tired of what is happening in our country. We can't have one in many, like every month, there's always a woman that is dying. Now, like two cousins were killed and murdered. And now the guy is like so regretful, but it's like, why did you kill them? So I think it's important for women because we are now standing in solidarity with one another, and we want it to be declared as a national disaster. We want harsher restrictions and laws against GBV, because every time we try to fight it, it's like we get nowhere, So I think the more we keep the fight, the more we stand in solidarity with one another, I think, that's where we can be taken seriously as women, to show that we are really tired of what is happening in our country, because we can't be like unsafe in a country we call our home, So yeah.
It sounds to me almost as though this issue is systemic. I mean, gosh, anybody who's had their eyes open over the last couple of years has just seen that this is a problem in South Africa that doesn't seem to be getting any better. In fact, it seems to be getting worse. So you being part of this younger, new generation and a TikToker, talk to me about the kind of actions that you guys are taking, the youth. Or talk to me about these purple profile pictures. What are they?
So Women for Change does represent both men and women. It's not on the women's side alone, but it also does represent men. But cases against women seem to be arising and increasing against cases of on men, right? So we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we put on purple profile pictures, which is like a mixture of color. So red and blue, when you mix it, it does make purple. So we didn't want it to, because we could have said pink or anything, but we said purple because we are trying to be inclusive. So yes, the purple profile picture. And then we are showing support, changing like the profile picture of all your social media platforms. To just show that we are in solidarity with one another and we stand against GBV. And then we participate in events such as the event happening on the 21st of November. So that on the 21st of November, we're not going to do anything for 15 minutes in representation of the 15 women that have been like gone the past month. So no buying, no withdrawing, we're just staying stagnant for a good 15 minutes. So yeah, I think that's how the youth and other people can actually participate in this movement, you know. And then we spread awareness, you know. There was a petition that needed to be signed, and yes, it is now like rejected, but that's not the end. There will be some other stuff that we do to make sure that we actually declare this a national disaster and actually fight it. But they are going to probably make another petition to sign. But please do check out Women Who Change, their social media platform. You'll find everything there and all the information you need.
Tell me, do you feel that you're gaining traction? Do you feel that this campaign is achieving what you hope to achieve at this early juncture, at least?
I mean, we are standing in solidarity. I mean, I see purple. Like, I open my social media, it's purple. At
Really?
least we are starting there, you know? I think that's a start. Obviously, we can't be with others physically. Some have jobs, some have families to feed. But the fact that, like, everyone took it upon themselves to turn their profile pictures to purple does mean that we actually stand against one thing and we actually want change. And the fact that people are actually ready for the 21st of November and are ready to actually like do whatever it is that needs to be done to declare this GBV pandemic a national disaster, I think that's where like it's a start. I think it's a start. We're getting somewhere. People are actually just like serious about it. You even see on TikTok, people like comment on stuff, you know. People do come for people who actually say they have no faith in whatever is happening. So I think there is a start. Like people are actually standing up because I think we are honestly tired. More than anything, we are really, really tired. So I think it's now a thing of we can't be living in fear in our own country. We need to also call this country a home, and we can't be looking over our backs, thinking if we are next or what. So this needs to stop. We need harsher laws against this GBV. We need to be taken seriously at this point. So yeah.
And we need to educate our boys differently by the sounds of it.
Thank you. We do. We do.
Nombuso Mabaso, good luck for what you are doing and good luck on the 21st of November. Wish you all the success in the world and thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.